بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جزاك الله. بسم الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في أول كلامنا، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في أوسط كلامنا، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في آخر كلامنا، صلى الله على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has blessed us with a great blessing. Nazir bhai, what is the blessing? What is the blessing? Friday, Jummah. What is a greater blessing than this? Abu Bakr. Yeah, it's an amazing blessing. Allahu Akbar. Do you agree, Ilyas bhai? So look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He placed all the souls in front of Himself, and then He chose us. He chose us to be from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a great blessing. You know, I always say that if we spend our entire life thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, it wouldn't be enough. Okay, we should always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases our blessing. Abu Bakr, are you tired?
No.
Are you sure? Your eyes are shutting. Yeah. So it's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a few things that we want to talk about, and because I've been talking about it in different crowds, you know, so we'll just share the same thing. Okay? So it's nothing new, Yunus bhai. Nothing new. The usual. But look, take something away from here. What to do is take something away from here. What does it mean by take something away from here? Every single day, we should want to better ourselves. You know, kal ke muqable mein aaj ka din behtar hona chahiye. You know, in every single day in our life, you know, yesterday I didn't have this, today I have this. Yesterday I didn't have a quote from River Island, I want a quote from River Island. I didn't have a pair of shoes, nice pair of shoes, I want a nice pair of shoes. Okay, in the same way, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day. Because every step that we're taking and every day that passes, where are we going? We're going closer to Allah. Ain't it? We're going closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a number of things that we want to talk about today. Many people say that black magic does not exist. Okay? Many people say it's an interesting topic. Yeah? Many people say kala jadu. Kala? Jisko kehte hai na kala jadu. Sehar. Ya jadu. Ya kala ilm. Many people say kala ilm. Ilm is knowledge. Ilm is noor. Jo kala hoga wo ilm nahi hoga. Aur jo ilm hoga wo kala nahi hoga. Hai na? Did you understand that? So many people say, kala ilm, they say this, this, this. Look, the whole purpose that I'm trying to tell you about this is we walk away from here and we protect ourselves. And I'm going to tell you how to protect yourself from the Quran and Sunnah. It's not going to be anything else. It's from the Quran and Sunnah. Lessons learned from the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. Okay? So I was speaking to someone yesterday, and what this person was saying is magic and black magic is the same. Magic and black magic is the same. Are they the same? Are they the same? Nazir bhai, you're always sending stuff. You're always sending me messages every day that this conspiracy and this conspiracy. So what would you say? I did the same, Elias Bhai. I did the same?
Same.
Okay. The two different things. The two different things. Okay, one is magic and one is black magic. Okay, what we wanna do is educate ourselves. Okay, look. Basic magic that we see on TV, is entertainment. It's illusion. You know, a guy pulls a rabbit out of a hat. You know, we know that there's a layer at the bottom. You know, Muslims today, Allahu Akbar, yeah. I was speaking to someone the other day, and Muslims, mashallah, we follow the religion of Islam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, is our leader. And we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Someone messaged, you go through different peoples, and they say that it's my son's birthday. It's my son's birthday, Muslim. And I would like to call a magician to the house, yeah, to perform tricks. So cards, you know, throw cards, and the son picks a five of ace, and you know, oh, mashallah, you know, beautiful. You know, people do these things. Muslims, you know, we're lost. You know, you ask someone to put £5 in the masjid. No. But to call someone and do party tricks, party poppers and everything, it's fine. I'll leave you to decide. I don't have to tell you. You decide yourself. I'm khud faisla karo. Ki ye achhi baat hai ya galat baat hai. So look, basic magic. You've got the basic magic. You've got the basic magic, which is someone doing tricks with cards. Someone doing, you know, like making something disappear. Or you've got I was just watching one the other day. He bought a Costa drink. Usne chai ka cup mangaya. And he made it disappear. He turned it upside down and made it disappear. This is illusion. This is entertainment. This is just for entertainment. It's nothing. It's not causing anyone any harm, is it? You know, there was a person that was walking. But ek aadmi jo hai, wo ek ghareeb banda jo ek taraf baitha hua tha. Uske paas se guzra, wo chai pi raha tha. Usko kaha ki mujhe chai ka cup de. Usse chai ka cup liya. Usne uske upar aisa haath phera, pura paison se bhar gaya. Allahu Akbar. I was thinking of changing my job. Baitho outside Poundland with a khali cup. Whoever goes, haath phere, bismillah maulala, jao namaz padho. So these are illusions. Yeah, aankhon ke upar jo hai na ek patti bandh dete hain, do you get it? Patti bandh dete hain, and they're just illusions. Yeah. Then you've got the black magic. Look, many people say black magic doesn't exist. So then explain to me in Surah Falaq, Surah number, anyone, which Surah number is it? Surah number, kaun sa? What's the Surah number of Surah Falaq? 113, mashallah. In this ayah, in this surah, it says, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَادِ. What does it mean? Urdu, English, Gujarati, mein koi tarjuma kare. What does it mean? وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَادِ. Ji, farmaye. Tarjuma, iska tarjuma. Anyone know the translation? Nazir bhai? Hafiz sahab? Yunus bhai? وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَادِ. Abu Bakr, the translation in English, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَادِ. Anyone? Riyaz sahab, naraaz hain? Naraaz nahi hona. Niche nahi dekh, naraaz nahi hona. Aap mujhe khud kehte hain ki jab aap aate hain to main aapke chehre ko dekh ke khush ho jata. Aap to niche dekh, main niche nahi hoon. Idhar. He always messages me and he says to me, you know when you come, you put a smile on my face and he's not even looking at me. Kya ho gaya Riyaz bhai? So, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. Main Allah ki panah mangta hoon ان عورتوں سے جو گانٹھوں کے اوپر پھونک مارتی ہیں. You understand? Yeah. وَمِن شَرِ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. I seek protection from Allah from those women that blow onto knots. So I was speaking to this Muslim brother just the other day and he was saying to me, black magic doesn't exist and no one does this and where did you get this from? Do you understand? It does exist. If we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so let's have a look at this translation of this ayah. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. Abu Bakr, you should know now. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. Go on. The translation. Riyaz bhai, pakhtoon mein kar do. Tarjuma kar do, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ. Kha, 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 kha. كر دو ومن شر النفاثات في العقد I seek protection in Allah from those women that blow unto naught. میں پناہ مانگتا ہوں اللہ کی ان عورتوں سے جو گانٹھوں کے اوپر پھونک مارتی ہیں. Now, what is the definition of black magic? What is black magic? When someone, you know, when a person performs black magic, yeah, he takes help from who? Shaitan. Evil. Evil shayateen, evil jinn. Okay, this is a nice topic to talk about so we can understand. So we're going to look at a few things and we'll have a look at how to deal with it. So look, black magic is when someone seeks help. You cannot do black magic without seeking help from evil jinn. And your intention is to perform this or indulge in this to hurt someone. To hurt someone mentally, physically, spiritually, health-wise, wealth-wise. Do you understand? The effect is there. So people take help from evil jinn, shayateen, yet to hurt someone, and majority of the time these people are innocent. They don't even know. They don't know. Do you understand? So this is the difference between these two things. Yeah, one is magic, one is entertainment, pulling a rabbit out of a cup and say, wah. Yeah, or turning a piece of cloth into a pigeon and urgia, no one's ever seen it again. This is illusion, you know, what do you call it? Illusion, yeah. Illusion, just a trick. And everyone claps and you never see the pigeon, you never see the hanky that came out of your pocket as well. It disappeared as well with it. You didn't see it, never comes back. And one is black magic. Black magic is serious, guys. Black magic is serious. Yeah, you know, helping, taking help from evil jinns, evil shayateen. Now look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions this in the Quran. And a person that practices it, a person that learns it, and a person that believes in it, they're all out of the fold of Islam. They're all out of the fold of Islam. A person that learns it, studies it, teaches it, and practices it. They're all out of the fold of Islam. From a Quran ayah, we can understand. I'm going to read a Quran ayat, inshallah. And mashallah, you learned people, inshallah, are going to tell me which ayat it is. So I'll give you a bit of time to think here. Okay. The Quran ayah is, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wattaba'u ma tatlu shayateenu ala mulki Sulaiman. Wattaba'u. Hafizab. Wattaba'u ma tatlu shayateenu ala mulki Sulaiman. Wa ma kafara Sulaiman. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. What's after that? وَمَا? Yeah, what, which surah and which ayah? Go on, surah, kaun si hai? Is it surah Falak or surah Nas? Huh? Surah Falak or surah Nas? Huh? Surah? Good guess. Surah? Surah Baqarah, mashallah. Which ayah? Now this is the easy part. Which verse is it? Come on. Which verse? Half is of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Eh? Half is of the Quran. Riyas sahab, kuch to roshni dalein huzur. Kuch nahi hai. Battery khatam ho gayi hai. Yeah, battery is finished. وَتَبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانُ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى Surah Baqarah, verse number 102. حافظ صاحب آپ کو تو پتا تھا نا مجھے شرمندہ مت کریں سورہ بقرہ ویس 102 Now let's have a look at these آیات let's have a look at these آیات. Has everyone understood the difference between magic and black magic? Yeah? Yes? Elias bhai? Yeah? Give me a quick example. Black magic is black and magic is white. Wow. Are you still a train driver? You need to hand your notice in. Yeah? Black magic is black and magic is white. Gotcha. Anyone else? The difference between entertainment is the difference between entertainment and reality. Okay? It's the difference between entertainment and reality. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Understand this carefully now. وَتَبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Jews, Yeah, he's talking about the Jewish people. He says, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. They follow what the shayateen handed out in the time of Suleiman alayhi salam. They follow what the shayateen handed out in the time of Suleiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Now look, Suleiman alayhi salatu wassalam, he had control over who? Jinn, mainly jinn. Yeah, jinnat, mainly jinn. Now, how was this control? This control was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? The two farishtas, we're coming to that, Nazir bhai. Okay, inshallah. So look, in the time of Suleiman alayhi salatu wassalam, he had control over the jinn, he had control over the wind, he understood the animals, yeah, the speech of the animals. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave this out of his own will, he gave him control and understanding, okay? So, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ, that these people, the Jewish people, they take from what the shayateen gave them in the time of Suleiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Now from this, many people think that Suleiman alayhi salatu wassalam went against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, he didn't. Suleiman alayhi salatu wassalam is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clears his name. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانِ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. Now Suleiman alayhi salatu wassalam, he did not do kufr. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا, the evil jinns and the shayateen, they're the ones that went against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, what did they do? يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. What did they do? They start teaching people magic, black magic. So now the question comes from, is that where did black magic come from? No, it didn't come from Pakistan. Oh, it didn't come from India. There you go. Khushrak, mashallah. Allah khushrak. Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, in the following ayat, yeah, he carries on in the ayah, he says, وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ. Okay, now there's a biblical story to this as well. Before we look at the Quranic version, we look at the biblical story. What does the Bible say about this? Okay, what does the Bible say about this? What the Bible says is that there was two angels, and we don't believe this. We don't, as Muslims, we don't believe this, but I want you to understand what the Bible says as well. What the Bible says is there was two angels, and there are a few angels. And what they said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, God, what they said to God is, send us down to earth. And these human beings that are walking around on the earth, you know, they can't do what we can do. Do you understand? We can control ourselves, and we can do a better job than these human beings. So like I say again, we don't believe this. We don't believe this. But it says in the Bible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent these angels down. Then when these angels seen beautiful looking women, which is a weakness of everyone. And Quran says this, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. Men love women. Okay, that's a different topic. Okay, we can't do that on Jummah. Right? So, what happens is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down, what they believe is God sent down these angels and they were transformed into human beings, and then they wanted to show that they can do a better job than human beings, and then, you know, they fell in love with women and then alcohol and then, you know, zina and everything. And then God cursed them and then he turned them into what? Nazir bhai, you should know. Huh? Monkeys. No, not into monkeys. What did he turn? What does the Bible say? What does he turn? He turns them into stars. Yeah, he turns them into stars, and then God sends them up in the heavens somewhere. That's what they call fallen angel. You know when they say fallen angels? That's what they say. Fallen angel is these angels that came down. And then they were turned into stars because whatever, and they were sent back up somewhere. We don't believe that. What do we believe is what Quran says. What does the Quran say? وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ. Okay? The Jews, they believe in what was sent down with Harut and Marut as well. Okay? وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. And these angels, they taught whatever they taught, but they said that whatever we teach is a test from Allah. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ. And then they added this sentence as well, فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. Don't learn this and go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? Sihr. وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه. And anyone that wanted to learn, they would teach them. We'll come to how this happened. And they would teach them separation between husband and wife. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. They could not. This cannot harm anyone unless Allah wishes. Yeah? And then it carries on and it says that they don't have a share. Anyone that practices this does not have a share in the hereafter. And if only people knew. So there's two. Mufassirin have explained two stories regarding this. Two ways, okay? Either the people learn this directly of Harut and Marut. Okay? Or they learnt it indirectly of Harut and Marut. Okay, the two angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down these two angels. And these angels, they said quite clearly that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us down with, it's a test. And if you practice this, then of course you will be out of the fold of, we say out of the fold of Islam. Yeah? Even in that time as well, there were people that were worshipping Allah. Do you understand? And, you know, don't practice this and it's no good. And it doesn't benefit anyone. If anything, it will cause you harm. And in the hereafter, you have no share. But did people stop? No. They didn't stop. The other Mufassirin, they mention another thing. What they say is they didn't learn it directly. They didn't learn it directly of Harut and Marut. Harut and Marut, they came down and they said that there's a tribe of jinns over there. If you want to learn it of them, go to them and learn it of them. But they said to them that this is what will happen. You'll end up disbelieving in Allah. You'll end up disbelieving in Allah. And you know the punishment of the hereafter will be massive. Okay, the punishment of the hereafter will be massive. Now look, anyone like we just talked about, anyone that indulges in it goes out of the fold of Islam. In the time of Rasulullah, I'm just going to mention a quick thing about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are very short with time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many people say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the effects. I have to use the words very carefully, okay? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the effects of sihr, okay? I was just reading this, I've been reading this for a few days and I've just tried to get the words right, okay? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the effects of sihr. Okay, now many people just burst out and say, how can Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have the effects of sihr? Why was it like this? He was a prophet. Didn't it affect his wahi? Didn't it affect this? Didn't it affect his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, look, just listen first. Okay? Look, there was a person called Labid bin Asim. Labid bin Asim. Where was he from? Medina. What was he? He was a Jewish person. And they hated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the maximum. Okay, and they wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of the equation and gone. And this person, Labid bin Asim, at that moment of time, he was the most powerful in black magic. Do you understand? He was the most powerful person. So what he did is he did something to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I want you to understand the effect. There was only one effect. You know, if that had been done on any one of us, we wouldn't be here today. We'd be inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And the people that are behind us would be fighting. Shall we get him this stone, that stone, or shall we just put a stone there? Shall we just put patthar there? Or shall we just put a little piece of stick there? It's cheaper, isn't it? People would be fighting. But in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happened was it had an effect. And there was only one thing that happened. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake up in the morning, he felt he had a physical relationship with his wife, which was normal, which was halal, of course, yeah. And he used to think that I need a ghusl. That's the only thing. That's the maximum effect. So the effect that he was feeling was halal. It was correct. Did you understand that? The effect that he was feeling was normal. It was like a husband and wife. But Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say to him that, no, there was nothing like that. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the only thing. So the only thing that came to his mind, which was halal. You know, like many people have the effects, they go out of order. They go crazy. They do all sorts. There was nothing like that. You have to totally understand that there was nothing like that. He was protected. And then he used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time that, Ya Allah, heal me, heal me, heal me, heal me, heal me. Okay? Then in a dream he sees two angels, one standing at his head, one standing at his feet. What was the first question that angel asks? You've heard this loads of time. What was the first question? How are you doing, Maddie? Could you be an angel? Sleeping. What was the first question that the angel asks? What's wrong with this person? He asks the other angel, what's wrong with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The other angel says that someone's done sihr on him. Okay? Then this other angel says to the other one that what have they done it on? What material have they used? Yeah, so they used Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair. And many people say that they used the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they wrapped it around a comb. Do you get it? And you know the outside of a date palm, you know, like the outside, they wrapped it inside there and they hid it. Okay, then one of the angels says that, where is it? Where is it? He says to the other angel, where is it? Yeah, it was in the well of... You just said it. Come on. The well of Salih. Very nice to see you, mashallah. Allahumma salih banale. Yeah, go on. What was it? In the well of Zarwan in Medina. It was in the well of Zarwan in Medina. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taught this. He was shown everything crystal clear. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wakes up, he says to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, I think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cured me and given me the answer. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's two things. Either Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala to that well, Zarwan. Yeah? And many people say he had it removed. Okay? Many people say they have that. They had the well closed and, you know, finished. Do you understand what I'm saying? And many people say that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you not going to remove it? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, I'm not going to remove it because Allah has cured me, Allah has healed me. So these things, they do exist. And the biggest reason for this is jealousy. The biggest reason is jealousy. Now, how can we protect ourselves? We learn from Quran and Hadith, how do we protect ourselves? When this case happened, jab aisa hua, Riyaz bhai, ye ek jumla aapke liye. Jab aisa hua, yeah. To kya hua? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne do surate nazil farmai. Kaun si do surate? Surah Falak and Surah Nas. Surah Falak and Nas. We don't understand how powerful Surah Falak and Surah Nas is. We don't understand. I was saying to someone the other day, Surah Falak and Surah Nas padho, and he goes, mujhe kuch aur de do. Aur kya main dun? Haven't you got anything which is more complicated? Your life's complicated. Your life's complicated. He goes, give me something that's more complicated, that I can really feel that I'm reading. I go, your life's complicated. You're saying my life's complicated. Read Surah Falak and Surah Nas. This is what we understand. There was a time, I'll tell you clearly, I used to read Surah Falak and Surah Nas for 40 minutes a day, sitting down. You know, making yourself back, sit down in a position like MashaAllah Maulana Ismail is sitting. Yeah, our beloved Maulana Ismail, yeah. Like he was sitting over there, exactly same position, looking down in Muraqabah. And reading Surah Falak and Surah Nas. And I swear, I sit on the minbar. Yeah, I swear you would feel some like, oh, them looks are killer looks. Yeah? Them looks. Ismail, please don't give me them looks. Yeah, you would feel like a burden coming off your shoulder. It's like steam coming out. Koi kare to sahi. Some people say, oh, Molly's just chatting it. Yeah. No names mentioned. Yeah. Molly's just chatting it. Yeah. Try it. There was a person that I was speaking to, yeah, and he's an Amil. He's an Amil. Riyas, how are you doing? Everything good, yeah? Keep us in your duas, yeah? Pious duas. So there was an Amil that I was speaking to, and there was a brother and an Amil, very close, and I was saying to him that, you know, you go to this person and you take ta'weez off him. Like many people say, ta'weez, we're not going to go into that subject, it's for you guys to decide. Many people say if it's got the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything inside it, you know, you can use it. Many people say that if it hasn't got the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and boxes and marks and ticks and arrows and, you know, faces and all sorts, then you can't use it. That's up to you. I'll leave that to you, what you want to decide. He went to this person for a year. This is a very famous person. A very famous person. Majority of you will know him, so I will not mention his name. Okay? He went to this person for a full year. Every 4 weeks, Maulana Sahib, Taweez khatam ho gayi hain. Taweez khatam ho gayi hain. Have you got Taweez? Taweez, Taweez, Taweez khatam ho gayi. You'd write him, 30 din ke liye istemal karo. Ek Taweez, 2 din ke liye. Piyo, te jiyo. Do you understand? I'm talking about dumb water, yeah? Yeah? Piyo te jiyo. Do you understand? So he went to him for a full year. 1 year. 1 year. 1 year. After 1 year, he sat him down. He says to him, he goes, how do you feel? Out of 100%, what is the percentage that you feel better? What's the percentage that you feel better? What was the answer, Nazir Bhai? It wasn't you, don't worry. What do you think is the answer? Huh? 20%. What are they saying? Anyone else? Elias Bhai? Zero. How many trains, how many carriages do you pull?
20.
1%. How much? 1%. 1% he felt better. So then he goes to him, main aapko hal batata hun. He goes, main aapko hal batata hun. He goes, do you really want to cure yourself? Do you really want to feel better? He goes, main aapko hal batata hun. He goes, Surah Fatiha. We don't understand the power of Surah Fatiha. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Only Allah can help us. 7 times Surah Fatiha, blow drinking water, blowing water, blow it on your hands, rub it all over. But no one wants to do it. No one wants to do it. So he says, read Surah Fatiha, and there's a few more ayat. But, you know, basics, Surah Falak and Surah Nas. And he goes, if you're serious about getting well, he goes, come back to me after 40 days and then we'll speak. This person says, he goes, I went home 40 days, every single day, yeah? 40 minutes a day, he sat down and he read Surah Falak, Surah Nas, Surah Fatiha, and there's an ayah in Surah Yunus, mashallah, all Yunus, verse 81 and 82, فَلَمَّا أَلْقَوْ قَالَ مُوسَى مَا جِئْتُمْ بِهِ السِّحْرِ. Does anyone know that ayah apart from a Hafiz? Very fine, mashallah. Yeah, very far from deen, mashallah. So anyway, these few ayat. So he says, come to me after 40 days. He goes, we'll talk, inshallah. He went to him after 40 days. Wallah, this brother, he says, he goes, on the 37th and the 38th, on the 38th day, he goes, I could feel a burden coming off me. But you need to do it. Surah Falak and Surah Nas is the answer. Surah Falak, Surah Nas. When you're walking around, when you're in your shop, mashallah, Allah put loads of barakat in it, inshallah. When you're in your shop, when you're walking around, Surah Falak, when you sit inside the car, Surah Falak, Surah Nas. Many people ask, you know, what can I read for a child? You know, for a child that's not well, or how can I protect my child? A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. Read it and blow it. But how many people are willing to learn it? No one. So it does exist. It does harm. You know, and it does have its effect. And it is real. And I'll tell you one other thing. We're going to finish on this, inshallah. The stronger your iman, and the more trust that you have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if anyone does this to you, it will have minimal damage on you. Is that making sense? So the stronger the iman, the stronger the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if, for example, you know, someone does do this to you, it will have bare minimal damage on you. It won't affect you. A person stays in wuzu, black magic doesn't exist. It doesn't exist on him. A person reads 5 times salah, it doesn't exist. But we don't read 5 times salah. We pick and choose. You know, today I've got a day off, I'll just go read zuhr, and then after that I'll go in town. What's that town? What's it called? In the new one that's opened, Wanei Dukane Kuli. Broadway, yeah. So we're not interested. So Surah Falak, Surah Nas, walk away from here. Walking around, Surah Falak, Surah Nas. And before someone asks, what is Surah Falak and Surah Nas? I'll read it for you. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was feeling this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these two surahs. That's the answer. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falak min sharri ma khalaq. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِن شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. And if you feel, if you want to check if you've got any issues with you, listen to some ruqya ayat, listen to some ruqya verses, you know, on YouTube, play them, listen to them. If you start crying, if you start feeling anxiety, or if you start feeling upset, if you start going in depression mode, if you start screaming, shouting, then there's something wrong. Maybe you need to address it. Maybe Rukia Ayat on YouTube. Listen to it when you sit by yourself, or get someone to monitor you in case you jump out the window. You know, sit down, get monitored. You know, listen to it. These are things. Quran is a healer. Quran is a... How many of us read Quran at home? MashaAllah, put your hands up. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi. Yeah, exactly. More than half don't. More than half don't. You understand? Exactly.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة الله